I'm joined today by Kirsty White and Corinne Forsyth from the Audit Scotland team behind our new report on the NHS in Scotland. Kirsty, Corinne, thank you for joining me. Your report flags up that the NHS in Scotland will be 70 years old next year. How has the landscape for the health service changed in that time?
Since the NHS was set up in 1948, both Scotland and its health service have changed significantly. The Scottish population has grown, and in 2016 it reached its highest level ever at 5.4 million people. And the health of the Scottish population has changed considerably over the past 70 years. For example, life expectancy has improved. When the NHS was set up, men lived on average to 64 and women to 69. Now life expectancy for men is 77 and for women it's 81. In the early days of the NHS, TB was a major cause of death. Nowadays, it's heart disease and cancer. And similarly, a majority of the Scottish population smoked when the NHS was set up. Now it's a minority. And the NHS has also changed since it was established. Staff numbers have kept increasing and reached their highest ever level last year. And there's been an increase in the number and the range of services provided as technology has improved and demand from the Scottish public has increased. It's important that the NHS keeps evolving to meet the needs of the population and withstand the pressures facing the service. For example, an ageing population means more complex care needs. Significant health inequalities still exist in Scotland, and pressure on public finances is likely to continue in the foreseeable future.
Right, so we're talking about a dramatically different landscape to when the NHS was first introduced 70 years ago. And Audit Scotland reviews the performance of the health service every year. And as you've said, Kirsty, there are a number of different challenges that the NHS is experiencing at the moment. This latest report sets out some of the significant issues that the NHS is dealing with as it enters its eighth decade. Can you set out what these were for me?
Our report this year examines the key issues facing the NHS in 2016 and how well it's adapting for the future. We found there's significant activity underway to achieve the Scottish Government's vision that everyone should live longer, healthier lives at home, but the crucial building blocks still need to be put in place if healthcare in Scotland is to be transformed. As we've reported in previous years, the NHS faces a range of challenges. And in 2016-17, these just continued to intensify. NHS boards had to make unprecedented levels of savings last year to break even at £387 million, and they're finding it harder to make these savings. Cost pressures keep increasing. Spending on drugs rose by 7% in the past year. Backlog maintenance remains high at £887 million. And spending on agency medical locums also increased by 6% in the past year. Demand for services from the Scottish public shows no signs of slowing down and have continued to increase over the past year. And we found that this year there's warning signs that the NHS's ability to maintain quality of care is under pressure. And in terms of the Scottish population, significant health inequalities still exist. For those people living in the most deprived communities in Scotland, they are still likely to spend more years in ill health and die sooner than those people living in the least deprived areas. We found that action is needed as a priority in several key areas if meaningful change is to happen. The Scottish Government needs to set out how existing and future funding will be used differently to move more healthcare into the community. Workforce planning needs to improve, and the public and staff need to be better involved in understanding the challenges facing the NHS, the need for change, and then developing options for delivering services differently.
Right, so it's fair to say the report covers a fair amount of ground then. That's a lot to think on. And all of us will use the NHS at some point in our lives, and thousands of people work in the health service. What impact are all of these challenges having on the experiences of patients and staff?
NHS staff remain committed to providing high quality care, and patient satisfaction with the NHS is at an all-time high. But this year we found there's warning signs that the NHS's ability to maintain that high quality of care is under pressure. Patients are now waiting longer to be seen. There was a 99% increase in the number of people waiting over 12 weeks for their first outpatient appointment in the last year. And patient complaints are also increasing by over 41% in the past 5 years. And some of that's related to the length of time people are now waiting. And a number of different surveys of staff in the past year have found that staff are worried about the quality of care they can provide. For example, a 2017 Royal College of Nursing staff survey found that over half of respondents felt that patient care was compromised on their last shift due to a lack of staff. And a survey of GPs by the British Medical Association found that more than 9 out of 10 GPs felt their workload has negatively impacted on the quality of care they can provide. It's essential that staff and the public understand the challenges facing the NHS and the need for change, and that they're involved in designing and then agreeing new ways to provide services. We've recommended in our report that the Scottish Government, NHS boards and integration authorities continue to work with staff and the public to do this.
Given the challenges that are set out in today's report, it's tempting to focus on what isn't working. But it's important to point out that you've also identified strengths that the NHS can build on. What are the positives here?
There's a number of positives on which the Scottish Government, NHS boards and integration authorities can build on as they try and change how healthcare is provided in Scotland. For example, there's widespread agreement on the need for change and on the Scottish Government's vision that everyone should live longer, healthier lives at home. There's also widespread public goodwill towards the NHS. Patient satisfaction is high and the general public continue to hold the NHS in high regard. And there are early signs that changes are beginning to have a positive impact. Work to put patients at the centre of their care is being rolled out, and in some areas, changes in how services are being delivered in the community is helping keep people in their homes for longer and helping people manage their own long-term conditions.
So it's clearly a bit of a mixed picture, and there's a lot of work still to be done. But you've made recommendations to support the Scottish Government and others making progress, and you set out a few key areas earlier for us where they need to take action. What does Audit Scotland see as the priorities here?
As Kirsty set out, there are a number of challenges facing the NHS at the moment. One key area is the Scottish Government has a vision for everyone to live longer, healthier lives at home, but we don't know how much this is going to cost or how it will be funded. In our report, we recommend that the Scottish Government set out a financial framework for moving more healthcare into the community, being clear about how much funding will be available in future years.
Another fundamental area that needs addressed is for the Scottish Government and NHS boards to improve their workforce planning. We published the first of two reports in July 2017 looking at the hospital workforce in Scotland, and we made a number of recommendations in that report. One of the key recommendations was that NHS boards need to develop a comprehensive approach to workforce planning. That includes forecasting how many staff they're going to need, what types of staff they need, and how much that will cost. We've also recommended that the Scottish Government also needs to improve its national approach to workforce planning to ensure the staff required for the future are in the right places, in the right numbers, at the right time.
And that's actually a good point that you make, Kirsty, that this isn't a report that's aimed just at NHS boards or the Scottish Government. You make the point in the report that bodies right across the public sector need to be involved in reshaping health and social care services for the future.
That's correct.
And this report is part of a wider programme of work that Audit Scotland carries out on health and social care services. What will you be looking at next?
We're working on three reports in the next year or so. We have a report on child and adolescent mental health services. And we've just started work on the second report in our three-part series on health and social care integration. And we're also planning a second report on workforce planning, focusing on primary care.
Right, so a lot to look out for in the future then. And you can find today's report and updates on our future publications on our website at audit-scotland.gov.uk. Thank you to Kirsty and Corinne for their time today.